Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, how was your business day today? How successful were you? How many obstacles were put in your way? You know, as business people, we tend to hear a lot of excuses about why things aren't done, why a deal wasn't closed, why a shipment wasn't made on time, why someone didn't do their job, why they weren't able to show up for work on time. The number of excuses goes on and on and on, and you can actually write a book, and after you get enough excuses, you start to hear the same ones over and over again. But there is one person, just one, that can stop you from being successful. Do you know who that person is? That person is you, the CEO, president, or business owner. In good times, people make money. In bad times, people make money. People, business people who are truly business people have the right attitude, and their attitude is that my business needs to make money. My business needs to make a profit, and I'm going to look at the aspects of my business that keep me from making a profit, and I am going to fix them. I am going to hire the right people. If they're not the right people, I am going to give them the opportunity of a lifetime to go find another job. So we expect our coworkers, our employees, to have a good attitude. We expect our employees or coworkers to be productive. We expect them to think. We expect them to think about the next step, the next question. But are we, the business owner, doing the same thing? Unless we're setting the example of how to be successful, of how to think, of how to be success-driven, why would anyone in the company be successful? Why would they be successful, success-driven? They're just going to just plod along through the day, collect their paycheck, and everything's fine. But if they see you being excited about the business, being determined, always looking for new ways to make things better, to building a culture that's strong, that says, we can do it, we are winners, well, that's what you'll get. If you are a person who puts blame on other people and doesn't look for solutions to problems, but rather is someone who is negative, well, that's the people you're going to attract. So always make sure that you understand, as the CEO, president, or business owner, you are the person who sets the pace, who sets the tone. You are the person who determines success of the company. And yes, there are factors that do affect success. There's no question about that. But the really competent, the really driven CEO takes a look at those obstacles and doesn't see them as obstacles, sees them as an opportunity to absolutely get things done, to make a profit, to build the company stronger, and show the coworkers what can be done. Failure is not an option. Not making money is just not acceptable. Not having a good attitude is not acceptable. Not making sure that our customers or clients are well taken care of and we understand how important they are is not acceptable. So attitude, 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 successful attitude will take you a long way. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.